Now, the Department of Justice has confirmed that a plan to provide an accommodation centre for asylum seekers at a disused hotel in Rooski in County Leitrim will not now go ahead. They're saying the reason is an issue over the lease of the property, which, as you know, was damaged in two separate arson attacks in the last 4 months. Let's talk now to Fianna Fáil's Equality and Immigration spokesperson, Fiona O'Loughlin. The department is saying there is this issue with the lease, which is obviously a serious issue, Fiona O'Loughlin. But do you think many will see the decision not to go ahead in Rooski as a win for the arsonists?
Good afternoon, Anya. And this decision that has just been announced, very ironically, on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, is very, very concerning. And I do tend to think that it sends absolutely the wrong message. While the department are saying that it's because of an issue with the lease, over less than a month ago, in fact, the department confirmed that the centre was going to go ahead in Rooski, and indeed I came across a press article on the 12th of March which confirmed that it was going ahead. So I think that this message sends the wrong message to the perpetrators of the crime. As we know, there were two arson attacks in January and February, and they were absolutely rightly condemned. They were dreadful, and I'd have to say that they were not in any way reflective or indicative of the hospital, the hospitable nature of people of Roscommon. But nevertheless, they did happen, and I feel that this is sending a message to the perpetrators of the arson that they have basically gotten their way in relation to this.
And indeed, stay with us, because we have a clip that Kieran Mullooly, our correspondent, has sent us from Leah Doherty from Leitrim Roscommon United Against Racism, who of course held protests and demonstrations in Rooski following those attacks to signal their solidarity. Here she is, Leah Doherty.
Well, look, nobody apart from the government thought it was a good idea to put 80 asylum seekers into this hotel in Rooski. But the apparent now back down of the government will be used by racist elements in the far right in our community. They are a tiny minority, but they will use it like a victory. At the end of the day, we're going to have to face up to the racism in our communities in Ireland today. We're going to have to realise that direct provision centre policy is flawed. It's been used by the government to pit communities against each other. The direct provision system is going to have to end. People are going to have to be housed properly in communities and be given the right to work.
Leah Doherty there from Leitrim Roscommon United Against Racism. Does she have a point, Fiona O'Loughlin? You're your party's spokesperson on immigration and integration. Does she have a point about saying direct provision isn't working?
Oh, absolutely. I totally support what Leah has said. And as a party, we have been calling for the end of the direct provision system. It was only brought in as a very temporary measure, but we're all very conscious of the centres where people have been there for up to 5 years. My own office, where I am now, is right beside a direct provision centre in Newbridge, and I know many of the younger and indeed older people there, and it's heartbreaking, actually, when you see the lack of dignity that they're going through day by day. But I think also something that Leah mentioned, and I think it's important to say that I believe, apart from the absolute need to end direct provision system, that while it is there, that the lack of consultation with communities and with areas where direct provision or where asylum seekers are going to be is completely wrong, because when the department or the IRA are looking at any prospective place to bring people who basically need to have our support, and because of international and humanitarian obligations, we need as a country to help and support these asylum seekers. Indeed, 80 of them would have gone to Roscommon. But I think that it's wrong that there isn't a consultation to see, are there enough school places for children? Are there enough GPs? And certainly, I think that Irish people have shown a willingness to support people who needed to support asylum seekers and to support refugees. But I think there has to be proper consultation to make sure that we get it right as a society, and that it's about the department working with local people and with communities.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One. Fiona O'Loughlin there, who's the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on equality, immigration and integration.